Obviously, very proud of our football team. You know, we played extremely hard for 60 minutes and found a way to win, found a way to get it done when you had to. And, you know, in the National Football League, you know, you never know how the first half's going to go, the second half. You don't know if the game's going to be 10-9, 14-13, or 39-38. But to come back the way we did, fight the way we did, with a little adversity there in the third quarter, was very proud of them.
Mike, in your career, given the drama of this game, where did this rank? Just the drama of this?
Well, you know, obviously, you can't get much more drama than that. So it's got to rank right up there, and especially against San Diego in our backyard, you know, AFC West, and the way they've dominated us the last three games. So it was nice to come back and find a way to win against an excellent football team.
Mike, why go for two there? Just your
Just kind of, you got a gut sometimes. You go with your gut. I just felt like it was a chance for us to put it away. I didn't want to count on the coin flip. I wanted to do it then, and obviously it worked out.
You talk about Jay coming back from an interception, coolly taking you guys up and overcoming the near fumble here.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a competitor. You know, he's, I don't know, we're in red zone 5 for 6 somewhere in that area, and you know, that's very good against that football team, because that doesn't happen very often. So to score like we did in the red zone, come up with touchdowns instead of obviously field goals, was big. And, you know, give them credit in that third quarter. They kept us off the field and made some big-time third downs and kept the ball from us. And we stopped the running game in that first half and obviously came back and made some plays. So we've got a lot of work to do, but it's sure nice to find a way to win and start off 2-0 in the AFC West. And I think our football team is smart enough to know that we got a lot of work to do, but obviously there's a lot of pluses out of that game. Well, obviously, first game of the year, obviously coming back and making those type plays, and Jay making some of those throws, and, you know, Eddie Royal making a couple of those big catches right there at the end. Very pleased with everybody. Made some big plays. Pardon me? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. What? Oh. I have no idea what his sugar level was, to be honest with you. But whatever it was, I want to keep him at that level for the remainder of the season. Yeah. But to be honest with you, I really don't know. I'm sure Stephen Anopoulos checking that in between series. And, you know, he's done that throughout practices. But, you know, good question. I really don't know. Yeah, mine was up there. Yeah, mine was up there. Not sure about Jay's, but.
When did you decide to go for
2? Yeah, you know, I had a gut. I was definitely going to. You know, I thought about it back and forth. If we scored with 140, then in my mind, when it went down to inside the, you know, 20 seconds, I just had a gut to go for it, and I'm glad it worked out. Well, to be honest with you, it was the same play. We ran it the other way. The one we scored on, 4th and 4, we ran the same play again with an opposite formation. Jay did a good job, you know, going through his progression, and kind of tough against that defense. We got the same defense 2 times in a row and got the same receiver. So Eddie did a good job kind of adjusting in that seam and obviously making a couple good catches. And Jay kept his poise and stepped up in the pocket and did what we needed to do.
Mike, did you have any idea Brandon had as many catches as he did?
I have no idea how many catches he had. How many did he have? 18? Not bad for your first game back. Yeah, that's good. Okay, thanks.